Felix was incredible. He was everywhere at once. Borglund couldn't keep track of him cleanly from his monitors. There were just scattered images, bodies flying through the air, blaze bombs or grenades exploding with no one around, blazers cutting off abruptly, shattered and bent. Felix steaming right at the monitor as he reached the edge of the river and leaped across it, all 20-something meters of it. Then the main camp scurrying about and the mortars going off and somebody yelling in a high-pitched, strident tone of growing terror that there were no targets. Where the hell was he? And, "Oh my God! There! There! There!" Felix was great. Borglund, on the other hand, was terrified.
"Lift! Lift, goddammit!"
he yelled to one and all, and the coyote began to rise. One of his henchmen in the control room with him said something about running scared and the sumbitch not being able to hurt a starship anyway. Borglund hit him, a loud backhanded smack across the face.
"You said he'd never get across the river. Lift!"
But the ship was already rising, a few meters up already, and then I heard Holly hiss beside me.
"No!"
as we both saw the black suit still coming, loping incredibly fast across the ground, and I knew what he meant. I knew what he feared, and Borglund knew what to do.
"All tacticals!" he yelled to unseen crew around him. "Discharge them all at once! Now!"
On the screens, the wall of fire blocked the sight of everything as it swept down across the camp, boiling the mortars and the commandos and the land and everything else. Then the view was eclipsed by interference as the coyote vaulted suddenly upward into sanctioned sky. I just sat there, but Holly evidently could not. He began to furiously work the keys, trying blindly, desperately to restore our view. He almost got it a couple of times, though not well and not clearly, and our fix on the monitor we wanted was clearly lost. We got random snowy pictures from all over the ship, corridors and bulkheads. No sound, no pattern, and no hope. The ship was pulling out of our range. But that was the least of it anyway. I reached a hand over and laid gently on Holly's. I couldn't stand to see him torture himself, or me, by trying for... He went stiff when the screen went sharp and clear. I looked where he looked. The image was from the outer portside monitor. It showed the length of the outer hull, illuminated against the backdrop of daytime sanction. And silhouetted against that, right in the center of it, the black suit had one plasteel hand gripped vice-tight on a warp leader conduit. The other was clenched into a black fist that hurtled toward the monitor's single eye. And then all was dark.